Hey, this is Neve.
KG here.
And I'm Nikki. Together we are
Lily Sparks.
And you're listening to Stars.
Wait, when did that happen?
When did what happen?
Toucans are like okay, but Stars, aren't they from the 70s?
Yeah, didn't they break up years ago?
Girls, can we focus here? I'm talking about our song, Stars, off our debut EP, Cooper Cobra.
Oh, right.
No, that's more like it. Too many shows with my amp on 11.
What?
Oh, jeez, here we go.
You can't make it up.
Eight maids are milking.
That's the part of the song I pay attention to.
Yeah. But they're doing their milking right close by those geese and those French hens and the breakfast is served.
There you go.
Here at Denny's.
Yes.
By the way, today is it's our eighth day of our 12 days of dumb in no particular order. It is also Look at the Bright Side Day.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
And to help you do that, this is a nice coincidence. It's also National Flashlight Day.
Yeah.
You see how that works?
Yeah. I'm someone who comes up with these things.
Getting back to your palate, National French Fried Shrimp Day.
Uh-huh.
And Hamburger Day, for which I so gladly pay you back next Tuesday.
Ah.
No one out there got that reference. No one.
Well, all right, then.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine.
You can't make it up as who we are if you're enjoying these daily stocking stuffers. Stuff it.
Yes, please.
Or drop us an email, 12days@toucanscomedy.com. Hey, Ken, have you and the lady C finished your holiday shopping yet?
Well, let me put it this way. Credit where credit is due. She does about 99.999% of the shopping because she buys for everybody else, and I only have to buy for her.
Boy, that's a nice arrangement.
I like that.
Yeah. This is a tough time of year for many folks. Expectations are right up there escalating and disposable income right down there, you know, down in the abyss.
Mm-hmm.
And tempers often run hot, especially when one of you brings home more bacon than the other.
Mm.
And when we come back, we'll show you what I think are clear cases of intentional financial hairy-carry by spouses who just said, enough of the fighting. I'm done. First, though, more music of the season. Our favorite, Deirdre Flint.
Yes.
What else do you need for the holidays other than food?
I come home, you're sitting in the dark, you've done nothing all day, but get ready. And the way you look and the way you smell, it makes a girl go heady. Now you're spread out on the table, ooh, what a thrill. I'm gonna go at you till I've had my fill. Love inspires love something. Here's one for you, baby, and it's long overdue. This is a song for you, food. You're hot, you're cold, you're always in the mood. So glad to see me, you don't cop an attitude. You know what I like. Food. You go, food, you go. Food, I am so sorry that I never deigned to thank you. Strike. It's a tragic ticking time bomb. You know one's gonna go nuts. A hostage situation, binging at a Dunkin' Donuts. But it's okay, it's just a phase, they'll be back for sure. Cause I myself have tried to leave you so many times before. I've tried Dill and Neal, Nutrisem, Cabot Soup, Fem-Fem, High Carb, No Carb, All Carb, Low Carb, Atkins Diet. Yeah, I've tried it, Capsmith, Nortrack, Tybo, X-Lax, Hypnos, Ritalin, Herbalife, Dextrin, Weight Watch, SlimFast, Purchase, Oscano, 1-800-98 Jenny. We'll die. And if we're in a plane crash, then might have to eat each other. You'll look at my thighs and your heart will start to flutter. They've been crafted for years by pancakes and butter. Mm-mm-mm. I love you, Twinkie. I love you, Pot Pie. Strudel Man, you rock. Fondue, what can I say? Your food on a stick. You're dipped in chocolate or cheese. No human being on earth can give me that kind of pleasure. None.
Food. One of your favorites.
Yes.
Because Deirdre Flint plays bass and sings with?
The Four Bitchin' Babes.
And you love saying that.
I love saying that because I was never allowed to say that when I was on the radio. And now I can say it all I want.
That's
four
right.
Bitchin' Babes. Four
yeah.
Bitchin' Babes.
This is the internet. Don't you just love it?
What would we do without the internet?
Take more naps. Oh, man. Yeah. Deirdre Flint, she's a stand-up comic, as you mm-hmm. can tell. She writes just buku mm-hmm. comedic, lyrical, just delightful stuff for the holidays and other times of the year. And if you send us an email to Flint, or food, or four bitchin' babes at toucanscomedy.com. We'll give you a link to all of her funny stuff, and she'll give you some free stuff, too, because she's one of those gals, and we love Deirdre Flint. Battle of the sexes, Ken. Nothing draws the line like when you start talking about household income.
Oh, please, yeah.
And when the wage disparity rears its ugly head at this time of year, and all that pressure to get things for people and yourselves and the other person, I got to thinking, I wonder if someone in this predicament might want to commit economic suicide, you know, get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me see if I can find some instances out there where people did something so dumb, it had to be planned.
You would think.
So they could get fired, purposely get fired. And here's what I came up with. And I'm going to let you be the judge, because I suspect what was going on here in some cases that I found online is a clever plot to end the war on disparity of income at home.
All right.
I found this over at Reagan, RAGAN.com.
Mm-hmm.
They call themselves News and Ideas for Communicators. So right away, I knew I wasn't supposed to be reading this page.
Yeah, there's a yawner.
12 outrageous job losses due to mishandling social media. Now, I'm not going to get into most of them because they're so well known. You know, the Chrysler F-bomb,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, when they decided, let's hire somebody
yeah, right.
to market us.
Idea.
And then, of course, there was Gilbert Gottfried's quack heard around the world.
Flack! Yeah.
Take this job and shove it. Oh, and let's not forget Anthony Weiner.
No, I was trying to forget Anthony.
Found a new use for Twitter.
Please. I'm just getting over that.
But here are some of the more spectacular you probably didn't hear about, but I suspect these people knew what they were doing. This one's called premature tweeting. Connor Riley was offered a position at Cisco in 2009. You know, the router people.
Yeah, the human network.
But she was torn about the commute, so naturally she tweeted about it.
Of course.
Here's what she tweeted. Cisco just offered me a job. Now I have to weigh the utility of a fatty paycheck against the daily commute to San Jose and hating work.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, guess who didn't get the job? This one should be in the category of, did I say that out loud? Back in 07, David Neuerdwyer, then an employee of Walmart,
yes,
posted on MySpace that the country's average IQ would increase if bombs were dropped on all the company stores.
And let's see, is he still there?
Walmart dropped a pink slip on him. A Walmart spokesperson would not confirm whether that post on MySpace had anything to do with his firing.
Yeah.
We don't comment on personnel matters.
No, of course not. Unless we're getting sued.
This would be called rule, never friend your boss on Facebook.
That's a good idea. Idiots.
An employee of National Suisse, the hospitality people, called in sick one day claiming her work computer would aggravate her migraine. Of course, she was later seen posting messages all over Facebook to a friend's page. The friend was, well, yeah. A termination notice was added to her Facebook wall so her migraine would not be affected by having to read it at work, you see. They were doing her a favor.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you know, we don't have that problem that some of these couples you mentioned about one earning way too much more than the other. We solve that problem. We never have that problem because we don't bring anything in either. So that's never an issue.
Something else we have in common.
That's it.
Oh, that's going to do it for 8 days down, four to go, just four left in our 12 days of dumb. You come on back tomorrow for day nine. And Ken?
Yes?
What special surprise are you dragging down our chimney?
Well, you know, I'm going to help our folks out with their shopping list. If you're into gag gifts, you might just want to think about whether the recipients think they're going to be gags. Just a thought.
It happens to me every year.
Yeah.
The restroom door said, "Gentlemen," so I just walked inside. I took two steps and realized I've been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse?
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com.
Restroom door said, "Gentlemen, it must have been a gag. As soon as I walked in there, I ran into some old hag. She sprayed me with a can of mace and smacked me with her bag. I could tell this just wouldn't be my day. What can I say? It just wasn't turning out to be my day." The restroom door said, "Gentlemen, and I would like to find the crummy little creep who had the nerve to switch the sign. 'Cause I've got two black eyes and one high heel up my behind. Now I can't sit with comfort and joy. Boy, oh boy, no, I'll never sit with comfort."